Hello, guys. Welcome to our episode of Cheer. No, that is stupid. I don't know what to say.
Welcome to the Red Hill Podcast, a podcast by Salukis, for Salukis, and anyone else that wants to listen.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Red Hill Podcast, featuring the Red Hill cheerleaders. I'm Brooklyn.
And I'm Eileen.
And we're going to be interviewing the two seniors.
I'm Lily.
And I'm Leah.
Okay, so we have some questions for you guys. And obviously you're a senior, so this is like your last year. It's like bittersweet.
Kind of sad.
Mm-hmm. How do you like feel about senior year?
Kind of happy, kind of sad.
Mixed feelings, all of the above.
Sappy? Oh.
Feeling really sentimental right now.
So, just kidding. Do you still want to cheer after high school? Or no?
No.
Definitely not.
Why? Why don't you want to?
I like it in high school. I feel like I'm just going to be too busy after.
Yeah. College cheer is very different than high school cheer.
Yeah, that makes sense.
How did you feel about playing Lawrenceville for the last time?
I didn't know until like the day before that it was the last time. I mean, it was the last time for me anyways. Yeah. But
I didn't think about it. But
I didn't know it was the last time for us either.
Yeah, like that could be like the last time we ever play them.
I know. Like I'm kind of happy though.
Yeah, but I feel like that's like, that's such a big part of cheers, like playing your rivals.
Mm-hmm. And it's always like kind of funny.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Speaking of like cheer and like your senior year, let's backtrack to what got started, like what, how you guys got started into cheerleading.
Lily, you can go first.
Oh, well, I did tumbling and Leah did tumbling. And I think we both just said we wanted to do cheer.
When did you, like, start doing cheer? Like, since third grade?
I started in fifth grade.
I started in junior pro, so I think that was, like...
Third grade? Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I never did junior pro. I only did school cheer.
I only did cheer because I wanted to tumble. And there's tumbling in cheer, so...
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you guys like tumbling, like, better than cheer?
No.
I do, but I also compete, so it's way different.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't do it anymore, so...
Now we're going to talk about your COVID year.
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
So, wait, what grade were you guys in COVID?
They hit seventh grade.
Seventh grade, yeah.
So, what happened for cheer with you guys?
It didn't even have a basketball season because it started, or maybe, I think we did have a basketball season and it happened right after the basketball season got over, so then we didn't have eighth grade basketball season.
The only thing I remember is we had one practice in, like, the cafeteria at the middle school, and that's all I remember.
That's crazy. Well,
there was only like five people there, and I don't even know what we did.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We had a basketball season.
But we had tryouts. We just
had a team. Yeah, we had a team, but I don't really remember doing anything for it.
Well, we're like sophomores now. We were in sixth grade.
No, we were in fifth grade when it happened.
Well, yeah.
And
so
in
we
sixth
got
grade, we didn't get any cheer at all. We didn't even get a tryout.
Mm-mm. It's crazy. And now, 4 years later, here we are.
Here we are.
And you're our seniors.
That's crazy.
So
it's
happy.
So weird.
How was that 4 years ago? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. So, like, football and basketball. Which one would you rather cheer for?
Wait, let's answer for each other, because I know we know each other's answer.
Wait, say each other's answer on three.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Football.
Basketball.
You would rather cheer for basketball, Lily?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because we get to do more like stunts and more stuff.
I agree.
Less just chance.
Also, I think football is just more interesting and like the community gets into it more. So it's more fun.
I agree.
I don't love football.
It's so hot in our gym since we don't have air conditioning, but.
I think you guys are getting air conditioning in, like, the next couple years.
Yeah. Really? So.
Yeah.
I thought we could never get air conditioning in our gym.
Well, since the floors are messed up, they have to, like, completely redo
the floors.
Oh.
So they're just going to do it, I guess.
I also like basketball uniforms way better.
Agreed.
I agree with that.
We do have a lot more uniforms in basketball.
I just like football. I like the sport better, but there's more stuff
we
can do.
I also feel like we're a lot more prepared at basketball season because we've had
time.
Our, like, fate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dietrich, I feel like with stunts this year, we might have like better stunts at Dietrich.
Yeah, see, I like that we get to go to Dietrich and have like a good shot at actually
I like that we have 14 instead of 12. I mean, it's only two more, but it's but makes such a
I'm
difference.
I'm excited for like 17. Three stunt groups. I am so excited for that.
I cannot wait for more people to try out. 17. I really think that it's going to go over well and that a lot of people are going to want to.
I also think so.
Let's hope.
So, like, pre-gaming, have you guys always done something that you two like to do before every single game? Or do you have a...
We usually both show up late.
Why do you show up late? What are you doing?
Not being here on time.
It's always something different.
Yeah. I don't know. Whenever we were like freshman, sophomore, we used to have sleepovers a lot before games. Oh, yeah. Come to the game together.
We learned our virtues together.
Yeah, off videos. Freshman year in my bedroom.
That's sad that you guys are like, this is your last time. Yeah. And you don't have to watch videos anymore because you make it all up.
Yeah.
I think we're really good at learning how to bond whenever we're mad at each other. Because there's only two of us. Mm-hmm. We get mad at each other all the time.
Yeah, you can't go to other people about it because they don't know your issues. Because you're the only seniors on the team.
I know, like, last year we would walk around the school, like, without each other. Or even now, I walk into PE, like, without her just because sometimes we're, like, not walking together. And Ginder asks if we're mad at each other every single day.
It's everybody for, like, literally all throughout high school. If we're not together. Where's your other half? You guys fighting?
That's crazy.
But I guess so, like, whenever, I don't know.
Have you guys just been best friends since, like, babies, basically?
Wait, we should tell the story.
Okay, we'll tell the story. So, I was in first grade. Our classrooms were across from each other, okay? I didn't know her. We were both the line leaders. We were both taking bathroom breaks at the same time. I look across the hall. I see her standing in line. And I was, like, thinking to myself, that girl looks really funny. Her eyes are so big. Like, when she was, her body was so tiny, but her eyeballs were massive. And I was like, that girl looks so weird. And that's like the first time I remember seeing Lily. And I talk about it all the time.
Wait, that's so cute.
I don't remember meeting Leah, but she tells me that all the time.
That's actually sweet, though.
If you look like a picture, she did have bug eyes.
It's not that
And then, like, the first time I actually remember, like, hanging out with her, I don't even remember this. I think it's just because I have a picture of it. We're, like, crouched down underneath a rock at the Evansville Zoo.
I remember that. That was during a field trip.
Yeah. The Evansville Zoo is my forever favorite field trip.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with cheering, but...
Well, you know.
It's a nice bonding experience. Yeah.
So. And then we competed together, too, for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Tumbling.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we were friends before cheer.
So. Oh, yeah.
That makes it better, though. Mm-hmm. That you guys, like, know each other and that you...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That, and there's only two of us, so, like, we have to be friends.
Mm-hmm. There wasn't always just two. We had, like, six.
That's crazy. Did they not like you guys?
Well,
obviously, they didn't think they were as good as us.
I think it was whenever, like, it was fifth and sixth grade, so everybody was like, ooh, I want to be, like, the same as everybody else. So they did it, but now they realized that, like...
Also, like, COVID dropped everyone.
Yeah.
So how do you like being, like, the seniors of the cheer team? Like, being the boss, basically.
And all the pressure is on you guys.
Like, because you have to know everything and show us.
I know we're supposed to know everything, but a lot of the times I forget. So
we don't know much more than you guys. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
I like having more of a say and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, me too, because now, like, JC would ask for our opinion before, but it didn't really matter because there was other seniors. But, like, now she asks us, and, like, it actually matters.
Yeah. You guys actually get a say in what you do now.
Yeah,
and I like being able to pick uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Yes.
Are you guys excited for Fall Fest tonight? Or are you nervous?
I'm not nervous.
I'm not nervous.
I used to get nervous. Like, freshman year, I'd be nervous for everything. And I'm just like, it's fine. If you mess up, people will laugh and just think you're funny.
Yeah, I remember last year, I was so nervous for literally every single thing I did. And now this year, I'm just like, it's fine.
I actually feel like it's going to go really well because we didn't make something up for it. We're just doing stuff we already know.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that's good too.
I feel like last year I wasn't scared, I was like embarrassed because the dance felt like Barbie.
Or like what's the one thing that we did, like the
it's like the pump up into the air. Like Wreck-It Ralph.
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know if it was just because we were freshmen and we're like scared of everything, but like I feel like my freshman year, like, everybody was so strict about everything, and me and Lily just like are so chill.
I agree. So, like, my freshman year, we had five seniors, and they were sometimes mean. A lot of the time, there was a couple that were really mean. My junior or my sophomore year, there was also, because I think they had just learned from the seniors before them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just happy that me and Leah don't act like
Yeah,
them.
You guys are going to leave, like, a good legacy for everyone to follow. Because, yeah. like, you guys are so, like, nice and, like, chill.
I think it's also because they had a different coach, and me and Leah have had JC forever, so, like, we've never had a different
JC's
coach.
JC's always been our coach.
JC That's Allison. Crazy.
Yeah.
We've had Allison.
We had Allison 1 year, but JC was always there.
She's always been our coach ever since fifth grade.
She, like, followed us up.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, literally, actually.
Yeah, literally, she followed us up.
I'm just glad.
Wait, yeah, because Allie worked at the middle school whenever we were in middle school, mm-hmm. and now she works at the high school.
Yeah, she, like, right after sixth grade, she came up with us to junior high, and then after junior high, she was like, I'm going to high school. So
I was thinking the other day, Allison was literally our coach in fifth and sixth grade, like, right after she graduated high school.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that would be
she
would
have been, like, 19. Like,
that's
freshly
crazy.
Graduated.
Well, when is senior night, like, the last senior day for you guys?
It will be the second to last game in basketball,
so probably like the end of February.
Bro, that's so weird.
Yep. And there's only gonna be two of us. There's no basketball and
no band,
band
members.
There's no basketball seniors?
No.
That's insane.
And I think there's only three volleyball, too, right?
There's three volleyball. Yeah. There's one girls basketball.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just all girls.
Well,
all
and
girl
then three
seniors.
Football players. But yeah, they'll be done.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Our class is so small, though, so mm-hmm. it doesn't surprise me.
What's, like, one piece of advice that both of you would give to the underclassmen?
Wait, for cheer or just because?
Like, for cheer.
Cheer.
Practice your stuff.
Yes.
Seriously.
Practice at home. Oh, my gosh.
I cannot express how annoying it is whenever people do not know their stuff. And it is 100% their fault.
Yeah. And listen, a lot of people are like, cheer's not a sport. Like, you guys don't do anything. But, like, we have so many chants, so many timeouts, so many, like, everything. And whenever we're together, that's the only time we can actually stunt. So get, like, all of your chants and stuff done by yourself. So we have more time.
Well, and we can't stunt unless everyone knows their stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, really glad we're doing baskets this year.
Me too.
And baskets
they look
are
good
so
too.
Fun. Yes, they do. Look, they look so good.
Especially by
it's
basketball
so fun for me. Like,
yeah, because you're a flyer. How is it? Okay, let's go from the standpoint because, Leah, you're a base.
Yes.
And you're a flyer, Lily. So, like, how do you guys feel doing your position that you're in right now?
Well, I'm kind of sad only because Leah's not my base senior year, but I think we'll do more in basketball season.
Yeah.
But flying's been kind of boring. Not boring, just not as fun as it is now, but, like, now it's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because but we're doing more that we actually know how to do.
You didn't fly that much freshman year.
Freshman year, I only flew once. Sophomore year, I flew a lot. Junior year, I flew a lot. But we didn't do baskets, so.
Yeah, baskets are so new this year because we have NCA.
And I feel like that was so much better because we got to do extensions, like, right away, too.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't waste time with teddy bears.
No hate to UCA. Just feeling a lot more.
We don't need to talk about our hate for teddy bears.
Do you guys like NCA a lot better?
Oh,
like, do you wish you would have done that your, like, whole, like, high school career?
I think we would have such a better, like, structure and know more what we're doing if we would have started that.
Yeah.
Way before.
Yeah. It's just, like, bittersweet because, like, I've gotten so close with you guys now this year because, like, you're the seniors and I talk to you a lot more.
Yeah.
And it's just weird.
You're just my rides, so.
Okay. Wow.
Hey, I mean, Leah held me when I was a baby, though.
I did. She was the first baby I ever held.
Wait, that's
really?
Crazy.
There's a picture of it. Yes.
The first thing I ever remember about Ailey was Zach. Okay, so my brother and Ailey's brother were friends. And my parents used to tell me, well, because our parents would talk about it together, about how Ailey had a crush on my brother and I have a crush on her brother.
That's so funny.
I just, like, remember our walks down and back.
We used to walk from each other's houses.
And that's, like,
it's over a mile.
That's insane.
We were, like,
I thought you guys lived right by each other.
We do, but, like...
Like, over a mile.
It's a mile, but, like, driving
like
or on your bike, it's, like...
Wow.
Riding on your bicycle.
No, we would.
Bicycle. We would. And then we would just hang out. Like, I still have videos of you on my phone on Snapchat.
How do you guys feel about your last homecoming week?
That is actually really sad.
I am so excited, though.
I am really excited. I think this year is going to be so fun. And the days are fun, and I'm so excited for the dance.
How, like, so you were juniors last year, so obviously you didn't have, like, the senior, like, privileges, but, like, the freshmen, which would be us, what did you think when we, like, came up?
Oh, no, I'm scared.
Wait.
Like last year.
As juniors, what we thought of you?
Since, yeah. Like...
I thought you guys were babies.
What? You guys, I didn't really think anything about. I thought Ollie was the loudest person I've ever met.
I love her.
And, like, I didn't think she was funny at first. I was like, why is she talking? And then...
No. We did not put that in.
Do not put that in. But after like a week, I was like, wait, okay, she's not even annoying. She's just so funny.
Yes, yes,
Ollie
yes.
is the funniest person I've ever met.
Mm, also.
She brings life into our team.
Yeah.
And yes. instead of like everyone being mad at each other or something, she'll like bring up the mood.
I actually think it would be so boring if she wasn't there.
She's just so out of pocket.
Yes.
I feel like if I was a freshman this year, I would have loved my seniors. Like last year wasn't bad. It was just, I was scared.
I didn't dislike our seniors because they did know what they were talking about and they made we were good my freshman year.
Yeah. But like last year's seniors, I didn't see them as seniors because we did fifth and sixth grade together. We did seventh and eighth grade together. Like we're so close in age that.
That's what I'm going to think of.
Like next year.
Next year's seniors because like we've always cheered with them. We've never not had.
Wait, that's crazy.
We've never not cheered with them because sixth grade year, that would have been our first year not cheering with them.
Yeah, we did.
But we didn't have a sixth grade year, so.
Oh, yeah.
We've always cheered with them.
But we're missing a couple people from our seventh grade year.
Mm-hmm. It's just me, Ollie, and Eiley, sophomores, so.
Started out with four. And then
or five. We started out with five.
Who was? No, because Ollie wasn't there. Ollie wasn't in cheer.
Oh, I forgot about that. So, yeah, it was always just four. And then...
Two left and Ollie joined.
Do you guys have any questions you would like to ask us?
Mm-hmm. How do you turn? Wait.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm scared.
Who have been your favorite seniors that you've had so far?
Oh. You
controversial.
Guys.
If you had to pick... Me or Leah.
Leah.
Oh, I always yeah, Leah.
I actually
it's
know
I work
who
with
your guys'
you.
Favorite senior is.
I actually don't know. What?
Why can't...
Oh, no.
What are you talking about?
She was so my fave.
I actually don't know. Because, like, both of you have, like, very good qualities that I love about
each
other.
We're very different. For us being friends for so long, we are very different.
Yeah.
But I also, like, try not to be grumpy and, like, moody towards, like, the freshmen. But you guys, I feel like, know, like, if we're being grumpy and moody, it's not
towards
you guys.
Oh, yeah, we always know. Like, we, like, last year, like, I feel like we weren't as close. And then this year, like, we know you so much better than what we did. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, we know you guys now.
Okay, well, I feel like I knew you, but that was just...
Okay.
I do feel like I talk to Lily more just because she's in my stunt group.
True.
I talk to Leah because I work with her.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, Brooklyn, you gave me two bruises on my legs and a scratch on my back.
Me and Lily bond more over, like, what we do.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I agree.
That makes sense.
And we send TikToks back and forth all the time about cheer. Speaking of TikTok, go follow our TikTok page. It's Red Hole Cheer. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. Stunting. What's your, like, favorite, like, stunt to do that, like, or that, like, you wish you would have done a long time ago?
Baskets.
That's not baskets.
Oh.
Because, like, we all love those.
I wish we would do more pyramids during football season. Mm-hmm. Or I wish we would get more of a variety of pyramids.
We were talking about that.
Because, like, I have, like, so many saved that could be easy. And it's, like, the same thing, just, like, mixing it up, having different people in different spots.
Yeah.
Having, you know, just different things.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about that earlier, about how we should do pyramids in football. Because that's what I see all over my TikTok.
Yeah, like my sophomore year probably, whenever we won Dietrich the first time, we had, every single time we went on the floor, we had a different pyramid.
Yeah,
we need a lot to do that. But I feel like we have more potential this year to do that.
I agree.
I am so excited for Dietrich and the tournaments that we do because we have like an actual like good shot this year.
Yes.
And we have so much potential and like everyone, like we can be good, just no one wants to put in the effort.
And I like that we have enough people that, like, whenever we go to tournaments and we can only have 12 people, we can have enough people to pick out ones to put on the floor.
Yeah. Because we can't put everyone on the floor, can we? Because, like, we would have too many.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have, like, 17. Not all basketball season. We can have 17 on the floor for, like, normal games. Mm-hmm. But for MTC, we can only have 12. Yeah.
For conference games?
For sidelines. We and can have like everyone for floor.
Regionals. We can't either.
Yeah. That is insane.
I just want to go to LCT to practice stuff.
After me and Leah graduate, you guys should start having mandatory tumbling practices.
I wish we would have started this year because I was determined to get my backhand spring, but it hasn't happened yet.
The past 2 years, I have been
me
like...
Me and Leah can spot you.
I've been like, guys, let's go like have a tumbling practice because I know there are so many of us that can do a round off backhand spring. They've just not been taught it.
Mm-hmm.
Like so many of us could tumble.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm very weak and I can do it. Mine aren't pretty, but they're still...
See, I really think I could, but I'm scared to go backwards.
I believe everyone can do a round of backhand spring.
I also believe like, that. Like, you might fall on your head, but you'll get over.
I think that the next time we go to LCT or have a mat, I'm going to do it. And one of you have to spot me.
See, I'm excited.
We can both spot you.
I'm excited for this year because we have 5 girls that can tumble.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, it was just...
Well, 3 of us. We have girls that can tumble. It's if they really will.
Kylie Walker.
Oh.
Kylie. Yeah.
I'm injured right now, so...
Okay. I would say that.
I don't see that.
Okay, Leah and Lily, I think that concludes our podcast. So how do you guys feel?
Great.
Whoop-de-doo.
Red Hill is amazing. Go follow the TikTok.
Go follow the Instagram.
And I know you guys will be really sad that we're leaving, but you will be okay.
Thank you for coming on the Red Hill podcast cheer edition. And that concludes our time with you. So
also follow RH Library on Instagram and TikTok.
Yes.